Today, we'd like to see the title of Preaching and Teaching with Confidence. To the souls on this online read-through podcast or YouTube channel on earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in verse 6, "And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him, healed him." What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verses 14 and 15, "Where we found the brethren and were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome, and from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us at the Friars Appii Forum and three inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage." What did this mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 31, "Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him." What does it mean, and what, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time, in book of Acts, chapter 27, 44, "And the rest, some of the boats and some on the part of the sea, and so it was that they all escaped safely to the land. After the Alexandrian ship was wrecked, all 274 riders all escaped. Safely to Malta Island, near to Sicily Island. See the end of six routes below. This chapter covers from the seven routes. Paul the Orestes' fourth mission trip right there. Verse 1. "Now when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta. The 274 people escaped to Malta Island, near to Sicily Island. See the end of six routes, verse 2 and 3. "And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and festoons on his head. The natives welcomed them. It was still raining to dry up a bit and warm up a bit. Paul built a bonfire. Paul worked with his own hands to gather a bundle of a stick and to fire it, showing really a model for ministers, not to be served, but to serve souls to be brought to Jesus. But he was beaten by a viper." Verses 4 to 5. "So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live.' But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm." The natives thought that Paul would be dead because of the assumed murderer. Paul just shook the viper off into the fire without panic. Verse 6, "However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. They expected to see him to fall over and die suddenly. But after a long time, Paul had no harm. The natives changed their mind that he was a god from a mother. The flattery of the world, the glory of the world, the adulation of the world is so fickle. If you may be experienced the glory today, tomorrow there will be birds out after you. That's why it's so foolish to seek the glory of the world. Human favor is deceitful. Previously, Paul healed a handicapped person. Being glorified as a Greek god and a god Hermes, then Paul pointed out the living God with the same nature of you. We should learn from here. So basically, always the case, you know, we should point out the God. Verse 8, you know, question 1. And it happened that Father Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. Now Paul began a ministry there. He began to touch many people with the power of God. The Lord was bringing Paul to the island of Malta because the Lord knew people whose hearts were open to the gospel. Lord wanted Paul to spend the winter on the island of Malta. We see the hand of God beyond Paul's expectation. But Paul was sure that he would stand before Caesar. If we are children of God, if we have committed our lives to Him, we can be sure all things are working together for good. Though unknown to us or unseen by God, God's hand is guiding our lives and the circumstances of our lives. Here, it opened the door for Paul to be able to minister to the people who need healing through Jesus. Healing ministry is one of Jesus' three major ministries on the earth. Verse 9, so when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases all came and were healed. They all honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. Verse 11 up to 13, after 3 months, we sailed in another Alexandrian ship, whose figurehead was the twin brothers which had wintered at the island, and landing at Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. From there, we circled round and reached Rhegium, and after 1 day, the south wind blew, and the next day, we came to Puteoli. After 3 months at the Malta Island, they took her. Another Alexander ship, named as Twin Brothers, toward Rome, landing Syracuse City on the Sicily Island for 3 days, Rhegium in Italy, and Puteoli in Italy, too, so she above her. 7 routes. Verse 14 and 15. Where we found the brethren and were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And from there, when brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and 3 inns or 3 taverns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. They were brethren in Christ. Priscilla Aquila met Paul at Corinth from Rome in Paul's second mission trip. And Paul sent the epistle to Rome, called as the Book of Rome in Paul's third mission trip. around Rome in Italy, there must have been a lot of Christians who knew gospel of Christ lived by faith according to the word of God. Paul met the brethren at Epiphorum and at three inns or taverns, giving thanks, that's his city name or village name, giving thanks to God and encouraging them. The cross reference right there. Verse 16, now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoner to the captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. Paul arrived at Rome, being allowed to dwell by himself with the guard soldier. Very special treatment. 17 of 23. And it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of Romans, who, when they had examined me, want to let me go, because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. Then they said to him, we neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of brethren who can report it or spoken any evil of you, but we desire to hear from you what you think for concerning this sect. We know that it is spoken against everywhere. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from the both of the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. After 3 days, Paul invited the leaders of Jews, testifying himself as a prisoner, although the Jews looked at the sect of Judaism, and he preached the gospel of Christ using the Old Testament to teach that Jesus was the Messiah, coming again as a reigning Messiah and establishing the kingdom of God on the earth. Before that, he would make an offering of sin himself for the world. So Paul went through the scripture with them from morning to evening, expounding, opening up, teaching them out of scripture concerning Jesus. 24, and some were persuaded by things which were spoken, some disbelieved. Hereby, some were persuaded with Paul's teaching and others disbelieved, totally dependent upon God's choice. 25. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers. Here Paul is declaring his belief in the inspiration of the scripture. The Holy Spirit spoke to Isaiah, Paul's writing to Timothy about all scriptures given by inspiration of God, acknowledging that the Bible is God's word to man and God's revelation of himself to man, that the Holy Spirit is the author of the book. Although there were many different writers of a long period of time, yet it is one consistent story because the Holy Spirit is the author. 26. Saying, go to these people and say, hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. At the death of Uzziah, the king of Judah, Isaiah prophesied, chapter 6, their hearts are hardened not to accept the gospel of Christ in the word of God and the scripture. Jesus often used the parable to speak a secret from the foundation of the world, resulting in neither understanding, seeing, nor hearing due to their hardened hearts. Cross reference right there. 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God have been sent to the Gentiles. They will hear it. And 20. Now, this again was prophesied by Isaiah. The gospel would go to the Gentiles. Paul got into Romans, giving us some of the quotations where God promised and the Gentiles would hear and receive the gospel. By the Holy Spirit, since Jesus' ministry on earth through Paul, we have become the witness to Jesus in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Wherever the Lord leads, basically, wherever the Lord opens the door. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him. 31. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, nor one forbidding him. 31. As God's hand brought Paul to this wicked city, Rome, to bring the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul left the epistles that were not only a blessing benefit to the churches where they were sent, but have become a blessing through the church history to us. Today, who are blessed because God allowed him this imprisonment and rented a house during 2 years in Rome. Paul was preaching and teaching with confidence. Many times it is in the hardship. Though we may not be able to see it, God is still working in your life. That's why the scripture taught us to rejoice in tribulation. We don't worry in well-doing, but we know that in His time we will live, if we faint not. To trust in the Lord in all of the circumstances, knowing that all things are working together for good, if we love God according to God's purpose. As we observe the model of the church from Paul's preaching and teaching, with confidence even in imprisonment, we are becoming the witness to Jesus wherever the door is open. Being sensitive to the leading of the Spirit and cognizant of our total dependence upon the Spirit, knowing the Scripture and outdoing nothing. Therefore, God's continuing work through His church in Acts 29. So CCH is a supplemental church in the whole counsel of God for its beliefs and their consequent practice. Nobody is allowed to alter the written word of God, logos in the original scripture. The understood word of God, rhema, is being applied to daily life in the form of faith by the work of God, the Spirit, for Christians. So we covered all 3 questions. We already covered 3 questions. So you may continue to keep on prayer. A lottery mission report is over there. So God bless you. The Christmas is coming soon. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well.